We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
St. John's has been in the news, and they've been doing what St. John's usually does when it comes to new coaches, and that is mess everything up. They've already been turned down twice. And you know what? I haven't been close to my alma mater in a very long time, so I'm telling you things from a distance. You know I wanted them to hire Tim Clouse. I thought he was perfect for the job. So to get a better idea of what's going on, I'm going to bring on Mike Rapoli, who is a St. John's alum, who you know as a very prominent horse owner who's had a lot of success in that business. He's also been an incredibly successful, a local guy who's made good, developed and sold Vitamin Water for an incredible amount of money, and he is one of the guys who has taken that and been very good to his alma mater and been involved with the athletic department a lot more than I have. So he's got a good handle on everything. So I figured let's get Mike up and let him tell us what the heck's going on. Mike, welcome. How are you?
Hey, Mike. How's everything?
Good, thank you. All right. You know, I could have been asking you about the Mets a couple of years ago because you were dabbling with that for a little while, too, getting involved there. So forget that. Let's get to St. John's, which you are. Is it fair to say you are very involved with? Is that how you would put your involvement?
Yeah, I would say I'm involved. I mean, I bleed St. John's since 1987 when I was a freshman and graduated in 91. And, you know, I had a good relationship with the school. I'm a member of the Founders Club and, you know, try to help out as much as I can. But, you know, Mike, just, you think today I'd be having a great day. I went 3 races at Aqueduct.
Congratulations. Do you have anything on the Derby trail this year?
No, I got Always Shopping in the Oaks. She won the Gazelle at Aqueduct like 2 weeks ago, so that's been fun, and we'll see how she does in the Oaks. So that should be interesting. And you know, my Sport Drink Body Armor is killing Gatorade, and we're having a record sales day. And for some reason, I am so sad and so depressed today, and so frustrated. This is 30 years of bleeding St. John's, and you know, like you said, we watch this deja vu mistake every 4 or 5 years, and why can't this university get this
well,
right?
Well, tell me, what the heck is going on? Why they bring in an AD, and then what I'm hearing is they don't want the AD. He gets blocked by a board of trustees and some guys who have been around the school for 20 years who won't let him do his job. You're someone who's there. They need guys like you. You've obviously, as people may know, had a tremendous amount of success with Vitamin Water, now Body Armor. You've been very generous to the school. You've been someone who's given back a lot of money to the school. Tell me what the heck's going on there.
Yeah, I really think, Mike, honestly, it started probably 5 years ago when they hired the new president, Bobby Gemshore, and Joe Oliver, his sidekick, starting having a lot more influence, and then they had their board. And, you know, when Lavin left, there was an opportunity to really do a real search and hire a really, really good coach. And, you know, I kind of got a little involved, and, you know, some people know that, you know, Danny Hurley would have taken this job. Think about St. John's University with Danny Hurley right now in his fourth year. He was so successful at Rhode Island, and he's a great coach, and now he's at UConn for $3 million a year. And they chose to, you know, Joe and Bobby decided to go the Chris Mullin route. And honestly, you know, one of the reasons why I went to St. John's was, you know, when I'm a sophomore, junior, and senior at Holy Cross High School, I'm sitting in the blue seats at Madison Square Garden watching Chris Mullin play against Ewing and Tom Washington, and I wanted to go to St. John's. I had that passion for it. And they brought this guy in. They gave him no resources. It basically was a $20 million mistake between Mullen's salary, the slice, the debacle.
The slice was a disaster.
They paid him $2 to $3 million, and he was there 4 months.
Right.
Which university.
Right, and ran him out. He was heartbroken. They ran him out.
Oh, my God. And listen, Mullen being a first-time coach, you know, you need to make sure you set this guy for success. But more important, he is the face of St. John's for the last 30 years. He's everyone's hero. And how do you let that guy? Most people who don't know St. John's in 85, they look at Chris Mullin now as a terrible basketball coach who let St. John's down. And Chris was doing the noble thing, but these guys didn't support him. So, I mean, that was a mistake there. Now, Mullin, you know, steps down. Obviously, he gave it his all. But for $20 million, maybe, in the total program in 4 years, we got a playing game this year. and we got eliminated before the real tournament even started. I mean, you know, again, it comes down to the leadership, you know, and honestly, Bobby as a president, Lever as a sidekick, Bill Collins, the chairman over there. I mean, these guys are honestly incompetent, clueless leaders. I mean, this is getting embarrassing. Now, they shocked me 7 months ago. They make this incredible surprise hire. I thought it was a mistake when I met the guy. Mike Clegg, 33 years at Duke, part of Coach's K, like family tree here, and he's got a vision for St. John's. He comes in and he meets with me. He needs to raise $20 million. He wants to upgrade the facilities. He wants to put student athletes first. He wants to work with Chris and make Chris better. And if Chris didn't work out, now he wants to hire a great coach. And you know what? The same two guys that screwed up the Danny Hurley situation and hired Chris Mullin and made an embarrassment of Chris Mullin for the last 4 years are now going to get in his way. You know, they either need to step aside or step out, because Mike Clegg is going to – he's going to get 10 job interviews and 10 jobs over the next 3 months. He's not going to stay there long. He's way too smart, way too experienced. If you don't think Coach K – helped Mike Clegg get this job and wouldn't want Mike Clegg to be super successful here. Mike Clegg comes here. He's been at Duke for 33 years. He knows Bobby Hurley. He knows Chris Collins. He knows Tommy Amica. He knows Wojo. He knows Johnny Dawkins. Don't you think before he gets this job, he's focused on Mullin, but he's got to be thinking, just in case Mullin doesn't work out, I got to have a plan. You don't think when they're having their Duke reunions every 6 months, he's talking to these guys on the golf course? He knows already who his coach is. We all know we think it's Bobby Hurley.
Right.
I mean,
well, what happened with Bobby Hurley?
I think Bobby and Joe decided to get cheap and try to get a guy. You know, don't tell me Bobby Hurley, his parents live in New Jersey. His wife's parents live in New Jersey. He makes $2.5 million a year. What did you go there? Did you tell Mike Clegg go offer Bobby Hurley $2 million? You know what? Bobby Hurley was the right choice. You go there the Wednesday after, and I don't you go there and you say, get Bobby Hurley. I don't care if it costs you $3 million, $3.5 million or $4 million. And Mike Clegg came to me. Mike Clegg was part of a group called the Legacy Fund. He started at Duke. They raised over $100 million. He came in here. The first day I met him, he came in right before the season and shared me a vision. And he was telling me he wants to upgrade facilities. He said, I care about the student athlete. The locker rooms here at St. John's, Mike, are embarrassing. The women's and men's locker room. I can't believe our student athletes go in and have to shower and change in that room. I said to him, how much is that going to cost? He says, $100,000, and I'm going to figure out a way to get it done. I went to my family CFO. I said, Mike, I'm going to cut you a check right now for $100,000. He says, no, Mike, I didn't come here for that. No. I said, no, Mike, you just sold me on the passion that you have for the student athlete. Here's $100,000. 4 weeks later, new men's and women's locker rooms because Mike Clegg cared. Now we got the situation. He knows. I don't know for a fact. I'm thinking him and Bobby are friends.
Right.
Bobby was an 18-year-old freshman when Mike Clegg was 25 at Duke. They know each other for 30 years. Come on. It's like me and you. We've been friends for 15 years. You have a relationship. You know. And then St. John's, you know what? They don't want to step up. Mike Clegg wanted to raise $20 million. I have clearly told him how much I love the school, my passion for the school, and I was in for more than half. I told Mike, how much do you need? And there is no doubt that in my mind, you really think Bobby Hurley, listen, he's doing a great job at Arizona State. God bless him. It's a Pac-12. You know, the games are on at 11 o'clock at night. You don't think he wants to coach at the Garden with his parents there, with his in-laws there? You know, St. John's plays Coach K next year at the Garden. You don't think Bobby Hurley wants to be side-by-side Coach K at the Garden? His brother Danny coaches at UConn. You don't think they want to play every December and have a game, Danny versus Bobby? You're going to tell me, in Arizona, it's 160 degrees in the summer. You really think he wants to be in Arizona? Come on. It doesn't work.
And then they get past that one. We're talking about Mike Rapoli, who is a St. John's alum, as am I, and a guy who obviously is one of the big benefactors to the school and the vitamin water guy, who is now the body armor guy, who has had an incredible amount of success in his life and also on the racetrack as a owner. You've seen his horses win everywhere in the country. But after that, they then go out, my understanding, he wants to, after the Hurley thing blows up, he wants to hire Kloos, and they don't allow him to even hire Kloos, and then offer the job to someone who is told, I am understanding. Now, I know someone who's a friend of Moser's who said one of the things Moser didn't take the job for was because he knew he wasn't Craig's choice.
Yeah.
I mean, how is this going on?
I mean, Kloos is telling his whole camp. He met with St. John's. He thought the meeting went great. Everything went great. He was excited. He told them what he was planned for players. I mean, Kloos has spoken to everybody. His desire. I mean, the guy lives, I think, in Floral Park.
He does.
St. John's is his dream job.
This is a dream job.
And every AAU coach
and every high school coach called and begged St. John's to hire him.
Begged. At every single level, this guy is a winner. Ione has been to more NCAA tournaments in the last 20 years than St. John's. Think about that. By far.
Not even close. They've been to four in a row.
This guy is begging. This is his dream job. He would walk from New Rochelle to Queens tomorrow. And all of a sudden, you know, listen, again, and I don't know exactly this, but the word out there, because St. John's has a very weak board, a bunch of yes men and puppets that like to talk.
Do you deal with the board at all, Mike? Do you deal with the board at all?
Yeah, they're all nice to me at a game. They want to introduce me to the kids. But when it's a board meeting where they have to make real decisions, they go very silent. You know, at the end of the day, the chairman there is Bill Collins. You know, to me, Bobby is his guy. They put Bobby and Joe in place. And you know what? I think we need a president search first. You got to get a new president in there, change the culture. Mike, I love the school. I love it academically. I try to help as much as I can with, what a great law school run by Mike Simons, the business school deans. I'm always talking to these guys. Bobby and Joe don't even, help me with these deans. These guys are begging to be helped. The culture at St. John's right now is toxic. Forget about basketball.
Toxic, wow.
Toxic. And right now, you know, it's just sad because this is a school I have a passion for. This is hard for me to say. I love this school. I bleed this school. You know, and to watch this, and listen, basketball is basketball. We know the importance of academics. We know the importance of new buildings. At the end of the day, the basketball team and this sport is the front porch of your house. We look like we have a pretty ugly front porch right now. So think about what do you think the inside of the house looks like if the front porch looks like crap? This is what's happening. These guys don't get it, Mike. Mike, me and you can change this St. John's probably by 6 o'clock tonight. I don't know what time you get off. I'll pick you up. Let's go to St. John's. We can save this school. But Bobby and Joe either have to step away or step out. That's the bottom line.
Well, listen, I mean, I don't know if that's what's in the offing, but it seems to me, I mean, as one guy called me today and said, and we're talking with Mike Rapoli, he said, St. John's right now in basketball circles is a laughingstock. They are two of the most important days of the year in recruiting, also the portals when players can transfer, and they are the only team that doesn't have any representation and doesn't have a coach. I mean, it's ridiculous. They're going to lose anything they have. Figueroa's going to walk out of there. He was waiting to see what was going to happen. The kid's a terrific player. He's got Kansas chasing him. He's got Florida State and Florida chasing him. And they're not even worried about keeping his kid in the program. And they could have had all this done weeks ago.
Mike, I got 4 years of eligibility left to play. I think you do too. There's a good shot we're going to be starting next year. I mean, there's a good shot you're going to be the center. I'll be the point guard.
The team
next year doesn't win a game in the Big East. By this weekend, every smart coach in the country is calling about Figueroa.
It's already done. He could be leaving today. I mean, supposedly Arkansas, Kansas, Florida State, Clemson were all in on him. Every one of them.
We are going to be – if you thought the Chris Mullin 1-15 year was bad, next year is going to be 0-16. We might not suit up next year. Like maybe take a pass.
Here's the thing, though. Here's the sad part of this. Okay, St. John's is not Texas A&M. It is not Harvard. Okay, it needs guys like you, and I mean this. This is not blowing smoke. They need guys like you who have gone through life and been crazy successful and are willing to help the school out because you are able to do that in a way that few people are, and they don't even give you a seat at the table when a guy like you can help them more than the next 50 guys can. It's crazy. It makes no sense. You think they would sit down? And let me be honest with this. This board and these people, from what I've known, and I stepped away 10 years ago because I just couldn't stand it.
Yep.
And I haven't been involved since long before Father Harrington had his issues and left. But the bottom line is I couldn't take the board then. I mean, it's never changed. Nothing has ever changed there. And it seems like it's getting worse. And then they bring in an AD and you say, wow, they bring in a guy from Duke. The guy is a Coach K guy. You know, he knows his stuff. He comes from a great program. All right, they're moving in the right direction. Somebody says to me they're finally modernizing, and then they block this kid from making any decisions. It doesn't make any sense.
It makes no sense. And at the end of the day, it's. I mean, you're going to lose. But, you know, you want to hire puppets, you know, or yes people, they'll stay. But this Mike Craig is, Mike, I've met him, super sharp, has a great vision.
So why would he stay?
He's not going to stay now. He was going to stay. And if Mike Craig was able to do what he wanted to do, listen, if he takes this job, he's got to – when you hear Bobby Hurley's his number one choice, and he knows Bobby Hurley for 30 years, you know Mike Craig didn't screw this up. It was screwed up because
he didn't. Well, you know that. You already told me that.
Plus,
I got a call from one of the guys I know in the league who's in Kloos's league and said, we'll send the limousine from New Rochelle to get Kloos out of the league. They can't get – he's been in the NCAA tournament 6 times in the last 9 years.
Yeah.
They want to get him out of the league.
Which makes sense. I mean, actually, you know what? They'd pay for a salary to come to St. John's.
They would.
Exactly.
They would, yeah. Just to get him out of the league. You're one of the few guys who can get an audience to fix this. Is it fixable at all?
Yeah, it's not fixable with the current senior leadership. Bobby Gamshaw, listen, I don't want to put any pressure on him to resign. I'll give him till Friday. I think he's got to go by Friday.
I mean,
today's Wednesday. Let's give him a couple days. You know, if he needs money, they need money to pay out a severance package for him. What do you need? 2 years, 5 years? I'll pay him. I'll pay him his lifetime to get away from St. John's. And this Joe Oliva, he's got to go. You know, listen, I'm sure personally, listen, they're probably really, really sweet guys, really, really nice guys. I kind of met them. They're scared of me. I don't know why, but they're probably a little scared of me. But at the end of the day, I'm here to be an asset, not just financially, but intellectually. St. John's is a brand right now. Mike, you know how this school was in the 70s and 80s.
Yep. Absolutely.
I mean, Holy Cross High School, Molloy, St. Francis.
Absolutely.
Prep,
it was a
Long
big
Island
deal.
Kids. It was a
yep.
big deal.
Yep.
Now they all go away. You know, and then these board members, spineless board members, spineless. Either you got to resign from the board or jump in our camp, because this is not a New York embarrassment anymore. This is a national laughingstock right now. We are a national laughingstock. You know, don't hire quality people. And the AD situation, we had Chris Monash. He goes. Then there's a year where Bob Oliva is the interim AD. Joe Oliva is the interim AD. Joe Oliva. If you showed him a basketball and a football, he's got a 50-50 shot at getting which one is which. Okay? then you bring on Anton Goff. I don't know about you this. He lasts 6 months, Mike. I don't know what happened. Before I had my first meeting with him, he was gone. Then there was another 7-month gap. We've gone through 4 ADs in 4 years. And then we bring in Chris Mullen. Poor Chris Mullen. I went to dinner with Chris Mullen right before the St. John's game. Job. He said, Mike, help me get the job. I said, no, I'm not. You know why? I like you too much, Chris. It's not for you. You're not going to get the support. You're not. I applaud Chris Mullen. You know, listen, give me a shot. Let's figure it out. But you know what? They never supported him. You can't, like, if you're going to make Chris Mullen your coach with his legendary status he has in New York and St. John's, you make sure you have a plan to make sure he succeeds. Not 4 ADs.
Well,
in 4 years.
And then you give the guy who is John Calipari's recruiter, okay, the number one or two recruiter in the country, a 5-year deal to come here, and you run him out in 3 months.
St. John's doesn't have money to be throwing away $20 million mistakes. There has to be. This is, Mike, this is negligence. Like, this is a private university with a little men's club, little board, and they think that they're just going to be able to get away with it because there's no really oversight. So no oversight, we can do whatever we want. And we can be as negligent. Listen, 99% of the people, if they make one of these mistakes, they get fired. What if you made 100 of these mistakes? That's what they do. And they're running the university just as bad as they're running their athletic department. And I don't know what else to say. I mean, I'm so passionate and so disappointed and embarrassed. And you know what? People, you know, Mike, I appreciate what you said about me. People stop me in restaurants. People in Texas. People said, Mike, save St. John's. Help them out. They feel like I haven't done anything. I've done everything for 5 years. This is 5 years of bottled up emotions because I care about St. John's more than the guys that are leading the school right now. It's embarrassing. We can still get a great coach, whether it's Tim Kloos tomorrow or even someone with even more experience. We got to pay the money. We can't pay what Xavier pays. We can't pay what Creighton pays. We can't pay what DePaul pays. This is St. John's. We have Madison Square Garden. Pay $3 to $4 million and get yourself a coach that's going to win.
Can't say it any better. Thanks, Mike.
Take care. Bye.
All right, Mike Rapoli, back after this.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.